Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Sunday Prayer with Dr. Wenda. I am so glad that you have joined us today as we go before the throne of God. Lord, we come before you today. We thank you for allowing us to make it through another night. We thank you, Lord, that when the sun rose this morning, that you allowed us to rise up out of our sleep. Lord, we say thank you. And Lord, we lift up today the families that have lost loved ones over the past 7 days. Lord, we lift them up before you, that you would comfort them and that you would strengthen them as they mourn the loss of their father, mother, sister, brother, niece, nephew, cousin. Lord, you know the relative that transitioned over the past 7 days. Lord, comfort them. Allow your arms to embrace them during their time of grieving. And Lord, we lift them up before you. You love them. You love the loved ones that have transitioned. Lord, provide the comfort that they need at this time. And Lord, we lift up those that are in the hospital. Even as we pray today, those that are in the emergency room, those that are in intensive care, those that have been assigned to a hospital bed, Lord, you know all about why they are in that medical facility. Lord, we ask you to dispatch angels to go to minister to them. Lord, go to their bedside. Give the nurses and the doctors the words to say to help comfort the patient. Lord, give them patience to communicate with the patients. Lord, we thank you for strengthening the healthcare workers through the long hours, through the long nights and days. Lord, through them seeing, transitioning from this part of life to eternity, we ask you to strengthen them and to cover them. And Lord, remove every suicide spirit that's been assigned to them to make them feel that it's so overwhelming. Help them to reach out to you because, Lord, you're the one that can give them the strength that they need. Strengthen the doctors, strengthen the nurses, strengthen the technicians. And most of all, strengthen and heal the patients in the name of Jesus. And Lord, the ones that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, Lord, we ask you that you would send someone to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would send someone to give them the plan of salvation so that they could say, Lord, forgive me for all of my sins and save my soul. I don't want to enter into eternity not having the confidence to know that I will not be tormented. So, Lord, please save that soul that's most closest to hell. And Lord, in your word, it also says to pray for those that have charge over you. So Lord, we lift up today the leaders in every country on this world, Lord, give them the desire and give them the ability to function as leaders, that they have to make decisions for everyone, not just the elect few. Lord, touch them, help them, that they will make decisions that will positively impact everyone that they rule over. And Lord, I especially lift up the employees to work at home, and then some of them have to come into the office or the warehouse or the facility and deal with other coworkers who are instigators, who always want to stir up something. Lord, I speak peace in that work environment, peace in the name of Jesus. Lord, do something about those troublemaking employees that's always trying to set up another employee, that's always trying to tell what somebody else is doing and they're guilty of doing more. Lord, please shut their mouths up and let them focus on doing their work and not telling on other people. Lord, have mercy. Let there be peace in the office, peace in the warehouse, peace in the facility, so that people can be more productive and producing more and would be a pleasant work environment. Lord, take charge of those employees that their perception is flawed, that when somebody says hello to them, they think it's sexual harassment. Lord, have mercy. Help them realize that it's not sexual harassment when somebody says hello or good morning. Lord, help those perceptions of people in the workforce. Negative perceptions. Accusation. Lord, do something, because people have lost their job because of false witnesses, because of false claims. Lord, everybody needs a job. So, Lord, I ask you to intervene. And, Lord, cover everybody that's listening on this prayer line today, that you will provide what they stand in need of, and that they will spend time worshiping and praying and seeking your face. Lord, we pray this today. Strengthen the pastors. Strengthen the leaders in the church, that their faith fail not. Help us that our faith fail not. And we pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for victory. We thank you for peace in our lives. We thank you for blessing. We thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.